The defending champion of the IWK 250 a year ago, Donald Chisholm, took his 89 Nova Celtic Ford to victory lane here. He's going to try and do it again on Saturday. We got him right now after practice. Donald, how's that 89 car?
It's a work in progress, I think. We're just too tight the whole way through the corner, so we got a little work to do tomorrow. But if we can get the thing to rotate the corner, we're going to be good. We'll be back where we need to be, I think.
Wow, stout field here at Riverside this year. Every year this race just keeps getting a little bit better and a little bit better. Man, I'll tell you, we got a stout field here this weekend.
Yeah, no, for sure. A lot of the country covered in a number of U.S. states. And if you look at the practice times, you know, it's a competitive field. A lot of cars basically going the same speed. So, you know, with that many cars, you got to have good luck in the heat race. You know, it's nice to start up front. Not a requirement in a 250, but always nice. So we just got to get our car to rotate the middle and stay out of trouble until it's go time in the race.
Practice is one thing. The IWK 250, something totally different. When you guys go out here and run 250 laps, you did it last year. You gonna apply the same strategy you did last year, you and the team?
Yeah, my strategy last year was the car was good, keep it out front and stay up front and go as hard as you can go without burning it up. So, you know, some years I've admittedly gone too hard too early, and other years I've, you know, maybe waited too long and haven't gotten the opportunity. So I think, you know, just see what the car is handling like and do what it'll allow me to do without getting myself in trouble.
Well, no pressure. You're going to be racing with a legend here. NASCAR Hall of Fame driver Mark Martin in the field. This is something for fans to come out and see. He is wicked quick. You guys did a good job preparing that 17 for him.
Yeah, no, it's amazing actually to think that Mark Martin is here racing one of our cars. And, you know, guy of that stature and caliber, Hall of Fame, you know, and hasn't sat in a race car in 3 years, so didn't take him long to knock the rust off. And I guess it's a lot like riding a bike. You never really forget.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. You also got the three parked right beside you, Jason Hathaway. Good friend of yours until you guys put the helmets on, and then it's every man for himself. He's wicked quick here too. Good to see some Ontario cars. Like mentioned, not only representation from the provinces, the states, we got them from all over this time.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's great to have everybody. And I think it's, you know, a bit of a sign how the event has grown, which is what we wanted it to do, and become a premier, you know, late model race in North America. So when you see these guys, you know, Hathaway and guys trucking from that far away to come be part of the event, it's a cool deal. And Jay, I suspect if they keep rolling like they are, they're going to be one of the guys you have to beat too. So he was out here a month ago and ran and obviously gained some knowledge. So they're probably in good shape for the 250.